Proclamation number 8897 of 21st of December, 1964. Call from Earth for a Savior. The eternal light descended to Earth itself, and it shone light into all hearts, which opened themselves and granted him entrance. Because it was a time of darkness in which man walked along, and no one could free himself from it because the opponent still had full power. And only few called for a rescuer in their trouble, who was to free them from that power. Only few felt it that they were bound, and these few also knew that a rescuer was announced to them. They knew about the prophecy that one should come from the tribe of David, and they promised themselves help out of their trouble from him. But they expected earthly help because they were of good heart and therefore also recognized the injustice of their fellow human beings. That the Savior was sent from above and wanted to bring them salvation in a completely different way, that they could not grasp with their worldly directed senses. But where goodwill was evident, their men also accepted the light, which enlightened their hearts. They allowed themselves to be instructed and introduced by the man Jesus to much knowledge which was necessary for their salvation. For God sent his only begotten Son to earth. A soul of light took abode on earth and now walked as a human being in order to exemplify a life of love to people, in order to prepare people for the work of redemption which God himself wanted to accomplish in the man Jesus. Mankind was surrounded by dense darkness, therefore the light itself came to earth to enlighten them about their purpose of existence and to present the commandments of love to them very urgently, to prove to them the effect of a life of love in himself and so to make human hearts receptive for the light radiation from above. But he had to sacrifice himself to make atonement for them for their once great guilt of apostasy from God. People were still under the spell of this sin, and the gate to the kingdom of light was closed to them, so that they could not enter it at their death but had to await the Redeemer Jesus Christ in limbo and, believing in him, now be allowed to follow him, since he had been the door to the kingdom of light. And also there the souls knew about the Messiah, who is announced by prophets and seers. And they expected him full of longing, whom they recognized as their Savior out of spiritual trouble. Everywhere the man Jesus carried the light, everywhere he sought to enlighten people about their former end and their purpose of existence, about their great original sin, for which he took upon himself the most bitter death on the cross to make atonement. God sent his Son to earth to take abode in himself, and thus the man Jesus had to prepare himself in such a way that he became a vessel for him, so pure and full of love, that he could represent the Deity as the eternal love. That God himself accomplished the act of salvation in him, that God became her man and the man Jesus completely entered into his Father, and thus God's incarnation can also be explained to anyone who has been redeemed by Jesus Christ and already possesses a slight glimmer of knowledge. God is love, love was in the man Jesus, and the man Jesus died the most painful death on the cross. So God himself accomplished the work of redemption, only that he chose a human shell for himself which was full of love. And so man became free from the jailer who wanted it. For God does not use compulsion. But anyone can avail himself of the graces of the work of redemption to escape this jailer. Everyone can ask for a strengthened will, because this the man Jesus has acquired on the cross for all who want to free themselves from the opponent. And to be able to supply them with a measure of power, he gave men the love commandments, whose fulfillment earned them power and strengthening of the will at the same time. To practice love in thoughts of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is the surest guarantee to become free from the adversary, for love is the sharpest weapon against him, and it is the divine Redeemer who used this weapon to defeat him. He has ransomed the souls with his life, and the adversary can no longer hold them if they want to become free from him. And so the light has risen to earth. It brought freedom to those who let themselves be illuminated by the divine light of love, which all could ignite in themselves, who opened their hearts and thus wanted to restore the state in which they stood before their fall into sin. If they let themselves be redeemed by Jesus Christ, who died for the original sin on the cross, Amen.